Last week with Jimmy Koplik, at the end of the program, Chuck on the Road.
Just wonder if you have, if you can share Carl Wilson's story for me. Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys.
Yeah. Yes. Carl Wilson was probably one of the five nicest people that I've ever met in the business.
Wow. Ooh.
I had slept at his house when he was alive in L.A. He and his lovely wife, we vacationed together. Great friends, and I miss them every day. I think of them often, and I think the Beach Boys would all still be together if Carl Wilson was still alive. He was the glue that held that band together.
Man, that is how we're going to begin next week with Jimmy Koplik, is his five most favorite people.
Nice.
That's good. I'll give it some thought.
Are we on there?
AJ asked, are we on the list? We'd be on the other list.
I'm guessing no. We're number seven.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So, what do you think? Your top five favorite people slash performers?
Yeah, well, certainly Carl Wilson, as I mentioned last week. You know, it's the people that I really don't necessarily know. Carl Wilson is one of my favorite people in the business.
Wow.
And he is a performer, so it does fit. But Mike Love, the Beach Boys, certainly fits in there. When I did my fundraiser for my late wife, he was kind enough to donate somebody to, which actually you know about because you had her on the toy drive last year, but donated $7,500, they could sing Barbara Ann on stage at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
That's something.
And somebody did it, and Mike was kind enough to allow somebody to sing the Beach Boys, Barbara Ann with the Beach Boys on stage.
Wow.
Certainly, Mike has slept at my house. I slept at Carl's house, but Mike slept at my house one time.
On the floor, no?
On the floor in the 70s, and we took the train home from New York. I lived in Yonkers at the time, Yonkers, New York, and I sat there saying to myself, oh, my God, I'm on the train sitting next to the lead singer of the Beach Boys, and I'm wondering why everybody's looking at me. But they weren't looking at me. They were looking at Mike Love,
I realized,
you know, and... And then he had really long blonde hair at the time. So certainly Mike and Carl are among my favorites. I always have to include Michael Bolton because my wife's fundraiser is tied into his charitable foundation. And he lives in Westport. He's lived in Connecticut his entire life. Oh, is he in studio?
Yes, he is.
And that's AJ.
Yes. I got golden pipes, don't I? And basically I can talk and sing at the same time. I'm like a ventriloquist. Actually, I'm holding a doll. The doll is me.
You know, I've been to his house obviously a billion times, and he's been over my place, and we hang together. We've known each other since the New Haven Coliseum days when he was Michael Bolotin, and he would come backstage as a local musician, come to the show as a local musician. And I would always give local musicians free tickets to shows, and I always gave Michael. But Michael, I thought, was special, so I would let him backstage sometimes to meet artists. So clearly Michael and I and our kids went to school together when he lived in Stanford. One of his daughters and my daughter are in the same grade, so and went to the same school. So I obviously... became very friendly with him and his ex-wife.
I got to tell you, you're talking about backstage New Haven Coliseum with Michael Bolton.
Uh-huh.
I was backstage at a Kiss concert. I'm like, man, I'm going to meet the most coolest people back here.
Yeah.
And I'm walking, and there I see Michael Bolton.
Right.
And it's just not someone you would connect those two music genres together.
Well, he had that song Everybody's Crazy. He was a rocker for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get that. But like, I didn't expect to see Michael Bolton backstage at a Kiss concert.
Right.
And then there he was with his daughter.
Yes, okay, you're right. And Kiss, he loves Kiss. He always loved Kiss. Loved Deep Purple. Loved Zeppelin. I mean, he's a hard rock fan.
Yeah.
And you're right. The band Blackjack that he was in was a hard rock band.
Hard rock.
But when he wrote his one ballad and Laura Branigan made it a hit, he realized, wait, there's a way to make money.
Yeah, right.
I can make money doing this.
Right. You know what?
I don't have to play the Great American Music Hall every Wednesday.
I kind of like money. Money's good.
Right, I can write these songs, these ballads, and people might sing them and like them. Then all of a sudden, he did a demo one day, and the producer said, why don't you sing this song? And bingo, he got a recording contract with Columbia Records. And
one hell of a voice.
Started singing his, yeah, yeah. As Otis Redding's wife said, nobody sings Sitting
on a Dock of the Bay
better than than Michael Bolton does. So that was quite a an honor for Michael to hear, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
So certainly Carl, Mike, and Michael Bolton are close friends. I have to put Felix Cavalier in as one of from the Rascals. As one of my favorites.
Met him once. Nice guy.
Great guy. Another Connecticut resident for quite a long time. Lived in Danbury. So we would hang out together a lot in Danbury. He'd come up to Stanford and hang with me sometimes. And we actually went to Disney World together with... he joined my family. It wasn't his family.
Right.
He just said, hey, I've never been to Disney World. Can I go with you? And I go... Gee, that's pretty cool. Why don't we? Yeah. Yeah. You have to get your own room.
So every morning he kept singing, it's a beautiful morning. All right, knock it off. It's a beautiful. We know it's Florida.
Did you guys get a picture on Splash Mountain together?
We actually rode in the same car in Splash Mountain together. Felix and I. So that was. He screamed in tune. He screamed. I screamed out of tune. But he screamed in tune as he went down. So Felix, and I had the pleasure in 2021 of putting the Rascals and the Beach Boys together at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, and basically it was one of the best nights I've ever had backstage, hanging with two of my favorite people. And probably one of the kindest people that I ever knew was Charlie Daniels.
Oh, he was awesome. What a friggin' great guy he was. I was taking a trip
out to L.A., tooling along in my... AJ actually sang this song on stage with Charlie Daniels. Charlie let him come up and do it.
Yep, and then told me I was the new Uneasy Rider. Like, handed me that distinction at the end of the show. And I just remember the hug he gave me. I wasn't expecting a hug. I went to just give a quick handshake to get off stage so that they can continue the concert. And he just pulled me in. It's like being hugged by a big teddy bear. With a guitar in between. It's like, what?
Yeah, special person. Probably you did it right before he died. Because he couldn't probably... understand what you were saying, because you were probably way off tune. Who knows? But
oh, we have video.
Oh, you have video.
He actually, there's probably 5,000 words in that song. AJ nailed every one.
Yep.
He didn't forget one line.
He was waiting for me. He goes, usually someone screws up and we have to pick it up. He goes, you had the whole thing. And when I walked out, he played it a lot faster than the original.
That's right.
It was kind of like jumping in like white water rafting.
Right.
Like,
okay,
I think they made the 5 minute song 3 minutes.
They did. Just to get me off stage, I guess. But
I remember distinctly, AJ, watching that video, and there's a moment where they start the next verse, and you're right with him, and he's sitting on his chair playing, and he looks at the rest of the band like, ah, pretty good.
Yeah. God damn, he's still here.
Well, we should do a Charlie Daniels cover band, AJ, and you should be the lead singer of it. That would be great.
No problem.
Yeah, you know, you work at night. Well, you work at night anyway, comedy club, so.
Right.
You could do both, but.
Yeah, why not?
Charlie was one of the finest, nicest people that I ever met, and was very friendly and very close to my security team. Mm-hmm. And when my head of security passed in 2004, he came up from Nashville.
Wow.
And came to the funeral in Bristol, which was really, really nice. Just one of the warmest people in the world, and proof that you can legitimately love people that don't have the same political views, which I wish went on today. But we saw things differently politically, but we did have a true love for each other, which was really, really nice. And I guess the other people that I would really put up there, I was very friendly with Roger Glover of Deep Purple, but the members of Chicago I was very, very close to because they were the first big act that I really promoted. My first arena show was with Chicago.
Cool. Wow.
I saw them at the Toyota Oakdale the last time they came around.
Yeah.
And they had so much fun on stage, and they played all the hits. They were exactly what you want in a band when you go out to see them.
Uh-huh.
Had fun.
Delivered.
Sounded great. Played all the hits.
Yep.
Talked to you in between the songs.
Nice.
Great.
And they still play the Girl from Buchanan medley, which had Make Me Smile in it and Color My World and... You know, which is something, it's mostly 70s music that they play, not 80s music, which is nice. And let's just say we had a lot of fun together after the show. it was during the days of being crazy, and we got crazy together a lot. And And we were, you know, pretty similar guys. They were Chicago suburban guys from Chicago. I was a suburban guy from New York living in Westchester. And we had a lot of fun times together. And the shame of it, there's only three original members out of the seven that still tour. So I'm really friendly with a couple of them. But nonetheless, a couple have passed away and a couple have retired. So it's sort of it's fun still for me to go to their shows, but it's still not the same. But those would be the guys that I would say are my favorite people that I met backstage as performers and so got to be friendly with.
This is when I wish I had another hour.
Yep.
We get into the last few minutes of Jimmy Copley and all hell breaks loose on the phone and the posts. And,
in a good way.
Let's start here. Ozzy Osbourne, Jimmy?
You know, he just moved back to England with Sharon, which I thought was pretty interesting because they really were, you know, Beverly Hills people for quite a long time. But they're both English. So I hear Ozzy's going to try to tour next year.
Cool.
That's the rumor I hear.
What are the chances of him coming to Connecticut?
Usually very good. Sharon and I are good friends. She likes to yell at me, and I take it. I guess anybody that's been married knows how to take it, yelling from a woman. So I'm good at it. So we become very good friends, Sharon and I. Usually when Ozfest toured, I was in charge of Ozfest for Live Nation for a number of years. And we had our battles, but we also had our hugs. So I would expect that we'd see Ozzy at Mohegan Sun.
Phil in New Haven.
Yes.
Aerosmith question. What is it? Morning.
Jimmy, I'm wondering if Joey Kramer will ever get back to playing with Aerosmith, and will Aerosmith tour again, bring him to New Haven? I'm sorry,
well,
bring him to
nowhere,
Bridgeport. Thank you.
Yeah, there's nowhere to play in New Haven because it's, you know, they're a much bigger band. If they tour again, I think you'll end up seeing him at Mohegan Sun, would be my guess. And I think you'll see a tour next year.
Cool.
That's my guess.
Oh.
Nice.
You know, when Jimmy says that's my guess, I have a feeling that he's talking to somebody.
Right.
Well, it's what I hear.
Right.
And they did play this summer, and I heard they were really good. They played up in Maine. They played Fenway Park.
Was Joey with them or no?
I don't know if Joey was with them. I don't know. I would think he was.
I remember they had a falling out, but then I thought he was back.
Yeah, I didn't hear him not playing.
Yeah.
No, the only person I know that Joey ever had a falling out with was Lappy.
That wasn't good.
Right. No, that wasn't good. That was a bad moment. That was a bad moment.
Alan Westbrook. Sorry, Jimmy, I cut you off.
No, I was just going to say, but I would think you're going to see them again.
Cool.
Alan Westbrook, Dead and Company, not coming to Hartford or Connecticut. Why?
Limited tour, as everybody knows. They're only touring until July. They're playing Citi Field and Fenway Park, and they felt that if people in Connecticut want to go, they're surrounded by Massachusetts and New York, and didn't have the time. We tried, and Saratoga is the other place. So they sort of surrounded Connecticut, but they didn't feel they had enough time to play Connecticut, which is really a shame because they're one of my favorites.
Steven Stratford.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey, you have a question about Eric Clapton.
Yes. Is there any possibility Eric can come to Connecticut at all? I know he's playing Madison Square Garden, but do you think he's going to come to Connecticut at all, Jim? Can you get him here?
Thank you, Steve.
Well, he played Madison Square Garden last month for two shows, and I have not heard any plans of him touring since then.
Oh.
Robin Rocky Point, Long Island, has a question or a comment about Mike Del Judas. What is it?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Good morning. I actually met Mike Del Judas back in the day. He used to be a pizza driver for a pizza place, and then he used to play at night on Monday nights at this place called Ronnie V's.
Yeah,
he also played at the Village Pub in a band called Kid Gloves.
Right.
And we were very good friends with him.
He's worked very hard, like the old way to get up, and the fact that Billy noticed him was just amazing.
Yep, he and I
both
with the same
really
bar.
Like him.
Yep.
Yeah, so I've met him, and I run into him once in a while. I'm like, you don't remember me. He goes, no, I remember you. But what a great guy.
Yeah.
What a good family man. It's nice to know that he's made it somewhere.
It's nice when a good guy makes it.
Exactly. Yep. Still wait my turn.
Yeah. You'll get it, AJ.
When is that going to happen?
I don't know. I'm really getting impatient.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Jeff and Monroe, Jimmy Buffett question for Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy, any chance of getting Jimmy Buffett back in Connecticut, or do we leave that bad of a taste in his mouth?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be playing Connecticut anymore. He's really cut down the number of dates he plays. He plays only about 10, 12 dates a year now. And he likes to go, likes to stay near home.
Yeah. I went to the Hartford opening night. Great, great venue. That place is going to last forever, I hope.
Down in Bridgeport, you're talking about?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, down in Bridgeport.
Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport.
Right.
So we posted this morning, right before we went on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page, what concert question do you have for Jimmy Coplick? And over 115 questions.
Ooh.
Just not enough time.
No.
So we're going to do some kind of a podcast thingy with Jimmy where we can run through a lot of these questions. But until then, we'll see you next week, Jimmy.
You got it.
All right. Great. Thank you, brother.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop FromRebel.com and save big.